Okay, we're continuing our coverage this morning of the arrest and subsequent release of the leader of Sinn Féin, president of Sinn Féin, Gerry Adams. The former Secretary of State, Sean Woodward, joins us now. Morning to you, Sean.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are hearing the DUP and Sinn Féin clash on this programme this morning. The DUP very much objecting to what they have interpreted as a threat from Martin McGuinness to withdraw support for policing, something which Gerry Adams rejected last night and said he continues to support the police, but not helpful.
Well, I think, first of all, Gerry Adams' statement about being absolutely behind the PSNI and supporting it is extremely important, and everybody across the board should listen to that statement, because what was at stake last week was the future stability of the political institutions, which include support for policing in Northern Ireland. Gerry's made that position as president of Sinn Féin very, very clear.
Has Martin McGuinness?
I think what the politicians on all sides have now got to do is to recognise that with his release yesterday, the tension that we were experiencing has dropped a gear, but the situation nonetheless remains precarious. So what everybody says, how everybody reacts, really matters. And I would just, on the first hand, Stephen, that's just caution all the politicians to now take a step back. That being said, what really matters now is not what was said last week, but it's what happens next. And again, first of all, my thoughts are with the McConville family. All of those young children, now adults, their emotions, everything has been stirred up by what happened last week. All the other victims and survivors, their emotions have been stirred up. So this is very, very raw out there. And any politician speaking on this issue now needs to understand that if they have ever meant that victims and survivors must come first, well, that must now mean what it means. And grandstanding and pontificating is really dangerous. Now let's move on from there. Where do we go?
Can I just before you move on, Sean, can I? You said the situation was precarious last week.
Yeah.
Do you really think that stability and the peace process in Northern Ireland was in jeopardy last week? Did we come close?
I think that we were walking a very high wire act last week, and to some extent we continue to walk that act now. Because if you think about it, the entire peace process is built on confidence and trust. And what was shattered last week for everybody was the stability of the confidence that was built. It wasn't broken, but nonetheless, it was severely wobbled. And we still walk now in a very precarious line, because a file's been sent to the DPP. We have no idea what the charges may or may not be.
Well, the BBC is reporting this morning, Sean, just reporting within the last few minutes, that the BBC understands the police want to charge Gerry Adams with IRA membership, and the final decision rests with prosecutors.
Well, that is a decision for the police. It's a decision for the DPP. And as you rightly have said, that may be what the BBC are reporting, but I don't know that, and I'm not going to speculate. What I am going to say is that the peace process of 1998 changed the lives of people of Northern Ireland in a way that was unimaginable. And that what is at stake and what is crucially in the public interest as well is maintaining that peace process and the political process. Now, that is not to say in any shape or form that justice mustn't be done. And I'm really clear about that. If the police have evidence, it's their job to investigate. But what I'm equally clear about is that the arrangements in 1998, in order to cement a peace process, required us to deal with justice in a special way. A good example of that, for example, was the Sentences Act that allowed people on all sides who had convictions, after they'd served 2 years, to be on license, let out of prison. That was not normal by any stretch of the imagination, but this was an extraordinary situation, recognizing that pre-1998 crimes would need to be dealt with by those who'd been convicted in a different way. Now, what I really come back to here, I think, and this is a message, I think, for the Secretary of State. My view, when I completed, and I think I was Labour's longest-serving Secretary of State of Northern Ireland, my view when I brokered the Hillsborough Agreement, which devolved policing and justice to Northern Ireland with all the parties, was that whilst we were devolving power, we, the British government, whatever shape or form that comes in, Conservative, Labour, Coalition, cannot, in devolving power, devolve responsibility for the period in which we were in direct rule. And therefore, there are legacy issues from that period which remain our responsibility. So I think there is some very hard work to be done by the Secretary of State.
Do you think she's doing enough?
In working with the politicians to find a mechanism to deal with these legacy issues. And I don't think it's something that can be put to the side. I think it should be the most important piece of work on her desk for as long as she remains in that job.
Is she doing enough?
Well, I'm not going to make a commentary on my successors. I took a decision when I left in 2010 that I wouldn't be one of those people who permanently was providing a running commentary on how well or badly anybody was doing. What I do know is that if I was there now and Gordon Brown had been the Prime Minister or Tony Blair, we would right now be bringing those politicians together this morning to say, this situation, one way or another, is inevitable. There are many victims out there who want justice. But many victims, as we've heard from some of the families of the disappeared in the last few days, have said, more than anything what we want is the bodies of our loved ones back.
Sean, I'm not asking you, for obvious reasons, to determine the innocence or guilt of Gerry Adams or anyone else, because that is for a court to decide. But part of the decision-making process that the Public Prosecution Service will look at is not only if there is sufficient evidence against someone, and this is very, very important, but the second part of the criteria is whether it is in the public interest to prosecute an individual. And I repeat, I'm not asking you to determine the guilt or innocence of Mr. Adams, but just let me ask the question. Do you think, given the hinterland and the context of Northern Ireland, that it would be in the public interest to try to prosecute someone like Gerry Adams, who is now very, very much supporting the police and supporting the peace process in Northern Ireland for IRA membership in the past? Do you think that would be in the public interest?
Well, Gerry Adams himself, I believe, has also said in the last 24 hours he doesn't believe in amnesties. So I think this is relevant because I think there has to be a justice process. And therefore, when you put that question to me in the public interest, it is as much in the public interest that there is a judicial process, even if it's a special judicial process, as we have with the Sentences Act in 1998, as it is to deal with the issue that you're putting on the table. In other words, there can't be special privileges. And again, Gerry Adams, to be fair, acknowledged that he did not expect to be treated in a special way by the PSNI. So really what I come back to here, Stephen, is that's where, frankly, you know, and I held that job for a number of years. This is where the Secretary of State comes in. This is where the Secretary of State says, look, the law must take its course at the moment. But what I'm clear about is that the inevitability of the past bringing up these issues. I mean, what's the next thing that we'll see? Four soldiers from First Paras being arrested now? In other words,
do you think they should be arrested?
I don't think they should be arrested, but I think what this raises, understandably, by some people in Northern Ireland, and we saw that with the expressions on the streets by very ordinary people, not big-name politicians, ordinary people, was, is this justice system fair? Is this policing system fair? Why is it Gerry Adams is arrested and questioned, but why is it, in their eyes, members of the security forces haven't been arrested and questioned? They could easily have been arrested and released with no charges whatsoever. But what crucially matters,
and how would you answer that,
not
Sean?
Only reality, but perception. And I come back again to, you have to have an even-handed mechanism, but it cannot be a mechanism that can't be seen to be just. It has to be absolutely within the context of justice. Otherwise, you shatter confidence. And it's the confidence issue that I believe is most at stake right now.
Final question. What do you, what is your prediction for Northern Ireland if a mechanism to deal with the past is not found and agreed quickly?
inevitably, from time to time, Northern Ireland is going to be plunged into these crises of confidence. And that's not good for getting on with the political process. It's not good for investment. It's not good for bringing jobs. I mean, I'm right now in Germany talking to people about investment in small businesses and a whole bunch of areas that I remain very interested in, which includes Northern Ireland. You know, people are asking me this morning, what is happening? They're not saying to me, where do we put the investment? And that's why, the consequences of this aren't just about the kind of headlines that were generated at the weekend. Now, I'm confident, Stephen, that both the First and the Deputy First Minister will today be very mindful of trying to get stability back in. But until a decision is reached on Gerry Adams, and until the Secretary of State has, I believe, managed in the longer term to get the politicians, because in the end it can't be imposed, it's got to come from Northern Ireland. But my really big idea, which I will give you now, is that if such a mechanism could be devised, if Justice Hallett, say, was asked to expand her review to a much wider area to actually consider a mechanism, why not, on that recommendation, put that in a referendum to the people of Northern Ireland? They can then choose. No particular political party would have a veto. They could then choose whether or not they want such a mechanism. Just as they did after 1998 Good Friday Agreement, they chose peace and stability. And I believe that if an independent judicial inquiry reached the establishment of a mechanism, contributions from the political parties, put that then to a referendum in Northern Ireland, let the people of Northern Ireland, the ordinary people whose children go to school every day and are terrified of a return to that violence, let them choose whether they want that stability. That's the way forward.
Sean Woodward, thank you very much indeed.